Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1344. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. On the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. Now, if you want to know more about me and my background, check out one of the earlier episodes from this month to hear all about that. But for now, I want to keep this intro nice and short because I'm sure you're eager to hear today's question. So let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Today's question was sent via email. Todd writes, "Hi, I've been listening to Optimal Health Daily since the beginning of January while doing my cardio workouts. They are great, thanks. I recently listened to the Science Versus podcast episode about immune boosting. Is immune boosting a bust?" Hi, Todd. Thank you so much for your question. I'm so glad you found the podcast and find it helpful. The bottom line with immune boosting is that it's not a bust. There is some truth to it. All right, show's over. That was quick. Huh? I should explain further? All right, if you say so. So I'm actually familiar with the Science Versus podcast and went ahead and listened to the episode about immune boosting just so I can accurately respond to your question, Todd. So let me give you some context. On that podcast, they were discussing whether certain vitamin and mineral supplements would help prevent someone from getting COVID or help them recover from it. So when we say immune boosting, we're talking about making our immune system better at fighting off harmful microbes. Since COVID is so new, we simply don't have enough research to know which nutrients would prevent someone from becoming infected or reduce the long-term effects of COVID. Instead, much of the conversation about immune boosting and supplements had to rely on previously published studies looking how to prevent, like, the common cold and the flu that goes around every year. And unfortunately, most studies found that supplementing with vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D don't really seem to help prevent us from getting sick, with one major exception. If someone is not getting enough vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D in their diets, or in the case of vitamin D, not getting enough sunlight, then yes, their immune system may suffer. This is because their body is deficient in key nutrients that will help support immune health. But if someone is getting enough of these nutrients each day, then taking extra probably won't boost their immune system. Well, now the question is, could it hurt to supplement with these just in case, you know, as a backup? Well, in the cases of vitamin C and vitamin D, taking extra as a supplement probably won't hurt you. No need to buy some of the mega dose vitamins you might see either. Taking extra zinc, though, can present more of a problem. Zinc is a mineral, not a vitamin. And with many minerals, it's easy to reach toxic levels when we supplement with them. So when it comes to zinc, I usually don't recommend someone supplements with it unless specifically ordered by their healthcare professional. Now, I do have to mention some disclaimers. First, if you decide you want a supplement, please speak to your doctor or a dietitian. This is because taking extra vitamin C and extra vitamin D may not be for everybody, and both can interfere with some medications. Next, if you and your healthcare provider say it's okay for you to take supplements, be sure to purchase a supplement that's free of impurities. about 30% of supplements sold in the marketplace contain illegal or banned substances. One way to avoid this is to look at the packaging the supplement comes in. If, right on the box or right on the bottle, you see a USP symbol or an NSF symbol, that's a good sign. It means the supplement was tested by an independent lab to make sure it's relatively free of impurities and that the supplement is delivering on the dose it's promising. Another way to double check is to search for the supplement on consumerlab.com. Now, Consumer Lab is an independent third-party company that randomly tests for the purity and quality of supplements sold in the marketplace. They'll tell you if the supplement met their quality standards specifically. But please know, Consumer Lab does charge a fee to access their database. So, is immune boosting a myth? No, immune boosting is not a myth. There is quite a bit of truth to the idea of making the immune system stronger. For example, when we're talking about lifestyle habits, we know that exercise makes our immune system stronger. Now, there may be a point where too much exercise actually makes the immune system weaker, but most of us don't exercise to that point or at that level. Basically, exercise makes our immune cells more active and ready to fight off dangerous microbes. That's a perfect definition of immune boosting. Another example of a lifestyle habit that may help: eating enough dietary fiber each day. For adult women, the recommendation is to get about 25 grams of dietary fiber from mostly whole food sources each day. For adult men, the recommendation is 35 grams of dietary fiber each day. This is because dietary fiber helps promote the health of our gut microbiome. Well, what does that have to do with the immune system? Well, it's estimated that about 70% of our immune cells can be found, guess where? In the gut. So a healthy gut may mean a healthier immune system. Reducing our intake of highly processed foods may also support the health of our gut microbiome. So reducing processed foods may help boost our immune system. Let's not forget about getting enough sleep. Aiming for a minimum of 7 hours of uninterrupted sleep each night can help keep the immune system functioning optimally. In fact, some studies have found that the immune system may be 70% less effective after a bad night's sleep. So, Todd, hopefully I've convinced you that immune boosting is not a bust. Rather, there's quite a bit of truth to it. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you again so much for the question, Todd, and thank you for listening. If you want to submit a question to be answered right here on the show, you can email your question to health@oldpodcast.com. And don't forget, you can also call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Or you can submit your audio question at oldpodcast.com/ask. Thank you again so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. And I'll see you back here over the weekend and in the new month of May, and where your optimal life awaits.